This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, June 5th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Yesterday marked 31 years since the infamous Tiananmen Square massacre, when Chinese troops fired on democracy protesters in Beijing's Tiananmen Square, leading to the deaths of hundreds if not thousands. Communist China continues to rule with an iron fist in religious and political matters to this day. In one county alone, authorities shut down 48 churches last month. China has also extended control over Hong Kong with a new national security law, sparking concerns that Hong Kong will lose much of the freedom and religious liberty it previously enjoyed. In response, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson promised to admit almost 3 million Hong Kong residents into Britain. The Central Asian country of Uzbekistan is beginning to relax its stiff restrictions on religious liberty over the last year, reports Evangelical Focus. Already, the government has registered 54 evangelical churches and accepted the public engagement of Christians. Please pray for Central Asia, as many are turning to Christ after the failed atheist ideology of the former Soviet Union and subsequent militant Islamic infiltration. A judge with the London Central Tribunal Center sided with 62-year-old pastor George Hargreaves, ruling that he was harassed and discriminated against by a co-worker for simply expressing his views on homosexuality. The case emerged after Hargreaves' co-worker Elizabeth Okano made a comment to the effect that, quote, "people are born gay," end quote. Hargreaves said that while all men are born in sin, no one is beyond God's ability to change or heal. The tragic death of George Floyd, a black man killed by a white police officer, has sparked protests across the U.S. Minnesota's Attorney General Keith Ellison charged former officer Derek Chauvin with second-degree murder and the other former officers involved with aiding and abetting the murder. However, something the mainstream media is not commenting on is the ongoing deaths of thousands of black babies through abortion. CDC reports show the abortion rate for black women is much higher than any other group, amounting to millions of black babies who have been murdered in the womb since the infamous 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. Sadly, it does not look like the media or the general population will be mourning the loss of these innocent lives. Proverbs 6 verse 17 says, "The Lord hates a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood." Police reform may be helping to decrease the number of people killed by police in big cities, according to analysis by 538. The study found that while the number of people killed by police in America has remained steady since 2013, the number of police killings in America's largest cities has actually decreased significantly over that same time frame. Police killings increased in urban, suburban, and rural areas, though. The Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University concluded a survey in January about Americans' perceptions of truth. The study found that 58% of respondents believed that there are no moral absolutes, but 42% said God was the basis of truth. Sadly, people attending evangelical churches were about as likely to accept moral absolutes, at 48%, as they were to reject them, at 46%. Psalm 119, verse 160 says, "The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever." The woman who is pictured in the globally iconic photograph of the Napalm Girl is now sharing her testimony of becoming a Christian. The picture of 9-year-old Kim Phuc Phan Thi, taken on June 8, 1972, right after the South Vietnamese military bombed her village, came to symbolize the suffering of the Vietnam War. Phuc underwent 17 surgeries and deals with the pain every day. Phuc told Premier Christianity last month that when she turned to Christ, that's what delivered her from the hatred, bitterness, and anger she had been living with for years.
Since I have faith, My enemies list became my prayer list. I realized myself, wow, Kim, you pray for your enemies. It means you love. Forgiveness set my heart free. I forgive everyone who caused my suffering.
Ephesians 4 verse 32 says, "And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." Encouraging emails are pouring in from around the nation to adam@theworldview.com about what the worldview in 5 minutes means to you. Here are two from the state of Washington. Corinne Klempel in Quincy, Washington wrote, quote, "Our family enjoys your refreshing look at the news every day. We are always inspired to pray. And we especially love it when you share a story of Christian love and courage. Keep up the great work," end quote. And the Newharth family in Newport, Washington wrote, quote, "Until COVID-19 hit the world, we did not listen to or watch the news. When this happened, we wanted to start being aware of the world news. But we didn't know of any good source until we were referred to the Worldview. We now listen to it together as a family while we eat breakfast. It's a great time to find out the truth of what's happening from a biblical perspective. We have shared this with so many friends over the last couple of months who love it too. Thanks for giving us the real news from the real perspective," end quote. Toward our goal of raising $15,000 by 12 midnight tonight to keep the Worldview in 5 minutes on the air, Worldview listeners had already given $5,885 by Wednesday night. Our thanks to Thursday's new donors, including Bonnie in Happy Valley, Oregon, and Robin in San Antonio, Texas, both of whom gave $25. We're also grateful for Leonard in Temecula, California, and Todd in Monument, Colorado, both of whom gave $50. We appreciate Stacy in O'Fallon, Illinois, who gave $60, as well as Max in Macon, Georgia, Bill in Franktown, Colorado, Shane in Columbia City, Tennessee, and Adriana in Thornton, Colorado, each of whom gave $100. Thanks to Denise in Gibsonia, Pennsylvania, and Gloria in Westminster, Colorado, both of whom gave $200, as well as Wendy in Ventura, California, who pledged $20 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $240. We praise God for an anonymous donor in Dallas, Texas, who pledged $300, and another anonymous donor in North Tazewell, Virginia, who pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300. We're also grateful for Bob in Atascadero, California, who gave $600, and Diana in Coleyville, Texas, and Sherilyn in Littleton, Colorado, both of whom pledged $50 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $600 each. And finally, we appreciate the generosity of Rick in Alexandria, Minnesota, who gave $900. Those 18 new gifts yesterday total $4,550. Ready for the new grand total? Drumroll, please. Our new total is $10,435. We are just $4,565 away from our $15,000 goal by 12 midnight tonight. I still need to find 8 listeners to pledge $25 per month for 12 months, or give a one-time gift of $300, and another 4 listeners to pledge $50 per month for 12 months, or give a one-time gift of $600. Please, go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right and select the correct dollar amount. Don't forget to click on the box to make it a recurring donation if that's your wish. What would God have you do? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, June 5th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.